Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday Interfaith Service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday Service for October 1st, 2023. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry.
Hey, love verses from Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patience, love is kind, it does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed your beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, influence their minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet, and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good, and for that the planet be filled with peace and harmony every day and every way. Amen.
Amen. I pray a blessing. Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and every one here today be blessed, that all their prayers be answered. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus of Christ, hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
A blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Dear servants of the Most High, we, the Congregation of Many Mansions, International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. May we continue to guide us in truth. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mysteries of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The Lord's Prayer. I invite all of you here to mute your mics and recite the Lord's Prayer along with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, ever and ever. Amen.
I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin. My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Easy my load. I have heard you calling. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my home. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am.
Linda, beautiful music. Reverend Douglas will not be doing the sermon today. Deacon Dave will be doing the sermon today. And I look very much forward to seeing what Dave has to say.
Very good. Thank you, Reverend Douglas. Yeah, just before we begin, that picture I have there is Jerusalem. But before it was Jerusalem, it was known as Salem. And the picture is taken on top of the Mount of Olives, leading down to the Garden of Gethsemane, through the gate, the Sheep Gate, or the Golden Gate, as it's now known. Opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask our eyes, ears, mind, and our heart to awaken us to our Holy Spirit, our indwelling spirit, to the Spirit of Truth. Amen. Now, throughout the world, all religions believe in the one God, but that wasn't always the case in the beginning. So the question here is, what is the importance of the one God? Well, the one God represents one family, one soul family. We are all connected. We just forget when we're born. For Earth is a school where we learn the lessons of love. And if we were to remember from where we came, then we wouldn't learn the lessons of life. The next question is where and when did this consciousness take root? For that, we have to go back to Genesis, to the book of Abraham, to Genesis 14, verse 18. Abraham was blessed by Melchizedek, and it states, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. In brackets, he was priest of God Most High. When you translate, when you translate Melchizedek, it means king of righteousness or upright counselor. Salem means peace. So one can say he was the king of peace. Now in the New Testament, you have the Prince of Peace. Was Jesus and Melchizedek of the same soul? The late sleeping prophet ever Casey answered this. And to note, the Catholic religion does recognize modern prophets. Yes, and Douglas Cottrell would be among these. Now Moses spoke of prophets in Deuteronomy 18, verse 20. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how may we know that the word that the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, he does not come to pass or come true. That is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Now you need not be afraid of him. Now in Abrahamic religions, there are three, Hebrew, Islam, and Christianity. In Psalm 110, in part, it states, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110 in its entirety speaks of the second coming. Now, when you add J-E-R-U to Salem, it spells Jerusalem. In Hebrews 5:5, it states, so also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. As he says also in another place, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now Salem was a school of prophets, and Abraham was the best known. When Melchizedek vanished, his work was done. His students, his prophets, spread out into the world. Later, they would be known as the Shepherd Kings. Now, Flavius Josephus was a Roman general and historian. He was born 37 AD, and he spoke of the Shepherd Kings, also of Jesus being the Messiah. When Moses escaped from Egypt, he came across a shepherd king known as Jethro, a shepherd, a priest of Midian. As Salem was a city of priests, prophets, a place of peace, therefore it was never attacked by the warring tribes that were all around. It wasn't until the Jewish state asked Samuel to appoint a king over God to lead them against God's warning, but free will took precedence. From then till today, the conflict will continue until the city becomes a city of priests unto itself, as it was in the days of Melchizedek. Revelation 21 speaks of this. The new heaven and the new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither there shall be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write these things down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have the heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for the murderers, the sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Now, priests in general are peaceful souls. So for them to hate anything of creation is like them saying, I hate God or Jesus. One can disagree on another's opinion, but never hate. For one that hates, for what one hates, one becomes. When we get angry, our muscles tighten up, our circulation is impeded, our thoughts become irrational, our higher mind or divine mind is replaced by our carnal mind. Next, I'm going to quote from the Book of Thomas, known as Doubting Thomas, because he had to have proof. This book was lost and found buried in the sands of Egypt until discovered in 1945. When I first read this book, it just gave me goosebumps. The Book of Thomas consists of 114 sayings from Jesus, and I'll quote. Jesus said to them, When you make the two one, and when you make the inside like the outside, and the inside and the outside like the inside, and the above like the below, and when you make the male and the female one and the same, so that the male not be male, nor the female female. And when you fashion eyes in the place of an eye, and a hand in place of a hand, and a foot in place of a foot, and a likeness in place of a likeness, then you will enter, in brackets, the kingdom. This verse speaks of balance. When you make the male, female one, the masculine and the feminine. Now this line goes back to Genesis 2:22, when Adam divided his consciousness and separated the masculine from the feminine. Now when you fashion eyes in the place of eye, this speaks of the third eye, or spiritual centers, or chakras. A hand in place of a hand, and so on. This again is balance between the right and left sides of the mind and body. Also balance between your inhale and exhale, for the balance of the breath, for when one balances the breath, one's emotions also become balanced. Now when we are born, we are usually born left-handed or right-handed, and as we grow, one side becomes stronger, the other weaker. This imbalance greatly affects our mind, body, and spirit. And this imbalance shows in our religion, politics, and everyday living, where we go to the extremes. But what's happening on the inside is a reflection on the outside. Peace can only come from within when one is balanced. The solution is certain exercises, which brings balance to our mind, body, and spirit. And we offer this on Zoom every Tuesday. Now, going back to the one God, Jesus emphasizes the one God as our soul father. Well, the first two words in the Lord's Prayer starts with Our Father. Now, Our Father does not judge one if you're a Christian. He doesn't judge if you're Hebrew or Muslim or a Buddhist. He would not judge you for the way you look. In Samuel book 1, chapter 16, verse 7, the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. For as a person thinks in the heart, is where their mind is set. For example, attitude, emotions. For as you see yourself, you see others. If one heart is positive or negative, this is how one sees other, in a loving way or not. Closing prayer. Our elder brother Jesus, with the bread of life, the way he lived it, with his compassion, love, wisdom, and knowledge, the oneness with our Father, teaching us the way out of sin, and may we take this into us to be of service to others. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you very much, Dave. That was enlightening and thought-provoking. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I will ask Reverend Douglas to conduct the virtue healing.
I think I would ask Reverend Rebecca, if she's available, to give us a blessing before we start. I know I'm putting you on the spot. Reverend Rebecca.
I'm driving right now.
Okay. We'll make room for it next week, okay? Sorry about that. We just love to hear you.
I'll do the blessing prayer, Reverend Douglas.
I wanted Reverend Rebecca to do that. It's okay, Douglas. I'll continue. Everybody today, as you can see, Deacon Dave has stepped up and he's delivered a wonderful sermon. Today, we're going to do an abbreviated virtue healing today as well. Thank you, Reverend Rebecca. I got your text just now. And safe, be safe on the road. To understand that God is omnipresent, omnipotent, is to understand that you only need to ask once in prayer. And so in the times that are coming in the future, when I'm not here for traveling or other reasons, understand just by coming together as we are now is enough. In quiet contemplation or meditation, just being here is enough. To the experienced mind, there is understanding of that. To the beginner, the initiate, or the neophyte, it's a little bit of a quandary to be in. But to understand the teachings and to understand our ministry is to understand that our elder brother, Yeshua, the Savior, or also known as Jesus the Christ, is known for his willingness to come into the world to save the world from sin or to put the world back on the track, the path, if you will. The path is used a lot of times in the Bible. Is to understand that the compassion of the Christ, Jesus the Christ, is with us always. And on that note, to understand virtual healing, when I put my hands forward like this, I'm initiating a sequence of events. And those events start off with a blessing, which is quite simply a request to God Almighty, the one and only God, known by many names in many religious thoughts, organizations, and groups, that we ask for a blessing. And when we ask for this blessing, all you need to do is to understand that every cell of your body has a consciousness, every drop of blood, every organ, every cell has a consciousness. And when you're asking for a blessing, you focus upon that part of your body if you're in pain, to that part of your life if you're in difficulty, to those hopes and dreams that you wish will come into your life, your desires, if you will. And as you're focusing on that, you're directing the virtue to those areas of concern that you wish some help with. And the blessing continues. From your infinite bounty, I ask for a blessing. And I want you to think of whatever it is you want that blessing to go to now. Your sore back, the healing of your surgery, the relief of your depression or sense of loneliness, to your blood being purified from disease, to your body being stronger, to your mind being clearer, to your ability to deal with life in everyday way, to be strong and polite and not allow yourself to be a doormat, to stand up for yourself in all aspects of life, knowing that the divine is with you. The great promise is, if God is with you, who, as a person in this world, could be against you and be successful? Impossible. You're not being punished, you're being challenged. You're not weak, you're being strengthened. You're not dumb, you're becoming wise. And the blessing continues. Virtue goes where it goes. It's a universal, cosmic, and divine intelligence. It knows what you need even before you come to realize the question. And as we continue to ask, in the name of all that is holy, and for our community, it's the Holy Family. It's the holy angels and interdimensional beings, the saints and avatars that watch over us, who have come through me in times past, who have presented themselves to you. These are our guiding lights. They are eternal, and they are compassionate. And they are in a higher vibration than we are, and so it's difficult for them to talk to us at this lower vibration. But it's easy for them to be present everywhere and all the time, for they exist in the ever-present moment. And that is why they can come to all of us in our time of need instantaneously. And as you continue the blessing, and as you continue to accept the virtue, as you continue to direct it with what you desire, wish, want, need, or crave, the virtue does its best to go where it's needed most, to provide a miracle, a blessing, a fulfillment of your prayer. All that's happening when you simply say, God, help me. All that's happening when you say, God, I am grateful. All that's happening when you say, God, I am grateful for my life. All that's happening as we, the community, come together. For the good book says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am also. Therefore, God is with us right now, watching over us, listening to us, answering our prayers, providing blessings. The virtue is the servant, the juice, the medicine, the elixir, the machine, the essence of life. It's the electricity that goes through you. It's that magic force we call life that creates new cells, healing in your body, And that energy can be dampened. It can be bottlenecked. It can be delayed by emotion. And therefore, to uncork the bottle and allow that healing force to come forward, the emotion is enthusiasm, expectation or hope, confidence that you are not alone, gratitude that you are receiving a blessing, a healing, a benefit, prosperity. And in order to have that faith, you must have evidence of it. And so when you see improvements in your life, as there are now coming to you, the virtue is coming with benefit to you now. Some little, some much, but it is coming. We don't need to go through everyone here today, and this is the example of today's virtue healing. Repeat after me. I am grateful, God Almighty. Go ahead. I am grateful for my life. Go ahead. I am grateful for the blessings I am receiving now and will continue to receive today. I am grateful to be part of this community. And I am grateful for my life. You could say hallelujah, hallelujah, which means a testament and an agreement that the divine is answering your prayer. The word amen is a confirmation. It's like a testimony when you say an oath. You could say both if you like. Now, as Linda plays the music, I'm going to continue as the conduit to send energy for about a minute. Listen to the music. Allow your mind to rise up to that moment of beauty. Accept the love that God is sending, the virtue that is coming to you.
Thank you.
Patty, would you say the names one after the other, no description of what they want, just their names that they're making a request? Pause for a moment and we'll continue as a community to send a blessing to them. That's right, Reverend Michael, a glowing light. We are a glowing light. Begin.
We have two requests for today. The first is for Lavinia, for relief from dementia, glaucoma, and to keep her safe.
We ask for Yeshua to visit her and to be with her. So might it be. Continue.
For Teresa, for relief from multiple heart attacks.
We ask for the comfort of the Holy Family to be with this woman, to remove the darkness and the evil from her heart, and to fill her up with love, that evil disease is vanished. The heart is strengthened, and love fills her being. For everyone else who has someone that they know of, who is not here today, now is the time to think of them and for you too to be a conduit and to send them that vibration through me, through the computer, through the community, through you, to whomever is in need, your loved one, your friend, to anyone that you wish. Now, think of them and say the prayer. Bless them with health, wealth, and peace, and whatever they request or need. Amen. Over any part of your body, around your head, over your heart, and keep that energy going to you, to yourself.
Be free.
Put on your solar plexus. If you don't know where to put it right in the center of your being. Finally, a prayer to all those who are listening in on the radio. No matter where you are in the world, our brothers and sisters, we are sending you virtue across the ethers as you listen to our voice and to this wonderful music. Know that God is blessing you. As we say the prayer to God Almighty, on behalf of all those who are listening on our radio show, our church service, the Many Mansions International Virtual Healing Service, we ask on the behalf of all that are listening now that they receive a blessing as they hear these words. We ask on their behalf for virtue to go to them, to relieve them of their pain and suffering, to send opportunities for success and prosperity, to let the Holy Spirit be with them and near them, and our elder brother, Yeshua the Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Family, the angels Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, and the others who watch over us, to be with them in their time of need, that they will receive a miracle this moment from the Messiah, from the angels, and from God Almighty above. This is our prayer, O God, that our brothers and sisters throughout the world will have relief from their grief, from their pain, from the violence and the disease that brings darkness into their life. And we ask this darkness to be removed with light. Yeshua the Savior, the remover of sins, the Savior of the world. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. And we are faithful because we have witnessed miracles, divine intervention, benefit, and relief in our own lives and in the lives of those that are meaningful to us. We have witnessed your presence in our life. Faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. And the virtue that is going out to those people around the world, wherever they might be now, for those people who listened in from Peru, may they be blessed. For those friends and brothers and sisters in Spain, may they be blessed. May those who are listening in from Poland today be blessed. May those brothers and sisters in Australia be blessed. And may those in Japan be blessed. And may our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and Russia be blessed, that relief and peace will come to their countries. This is our prayer, O God Almighty. We have faith. If God is with us, who can be against us? Ask and it shall be received, and we have asked. In the name of love and peace, may this world find its way into peace, harmony, tolerance, and may the earth changes that are coming be dampened. May the weather be quieted, and may the loss of life be minimized. In this day of reconciliation, a remembrance of all those native children that suffered at the hands of religious fanatics, we offer up a blessing to their soul, that the Native American Indians who are grieving now will find some relief and solace and justice, and there will be amends made for the horror that the children in these schools that they were forced into, that their souls will be rest, their souls will find peace, their families will forgive. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for our world, we are grateful for our community, and we are grateful that Jesus the Christ, Yeshua the Savior, guides us and protects us. We are grateful for the virtue that comes from the most divine, the one true and only God. Amen, amen, and amen. Brothers and sisters, that concludes today's updated benefit of virtue healing. You probably feel warm. You may have felt a higher vibration today. And as you want to listen to this, you can go to the radio show and listen to this service again, and highly recommend it to other people. Please remember to, when you see this on social media, give us a little star, give us a nod, whatever it is, a little click. The newsletter was coming out or sent out by Brother Joe, I think, or Patty this morning, or will be sent out today. And there's other social media that you can go to. We have some great interviews on the Wake Up podcast, and some great interviews from very talented spiritual people coming up on YouTube, as well as the Blog Talk Radio show, which we had a wonderful interview by Reverend Dr. Temple Hayes yesterday on Friday. I encourage you to go and listen to it. A marvelous lady that would give you hope in listening to her story. With that, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we conclude our time together, we are grateful for the insights we have gained into the evolution of the belief in you, the Supreme Being, the one powerful Supreme Being. Thank you for the rich tapestry of religious history that has shaped our present understanding. May the knowledge we've gained today through the sermon of Senior Deacon Dave fortify our faith and encourage us to continue seeking your wisdom in all things. As we go forth, let us share this enriched faith with others, honoring the unity and diversity of your creation. In your holy name, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we pray. Amen. That concludes the virtual healing portion of the service today. And bonjour, thank you, merci, Reverend Michael, for your little notation there. As you can see, Reverend Michael has a light burning in the window as the flame of hope eternal. And with that, I'll turn it back to Reverend Douglas, and also congratulate Senior Deacon Dave Chatham for a wonderful presentation today.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. Prayer of gratitude for our blessings. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you for all your wondrous blessings. And thank you this day for the healings and blessings that you have bestowed upon us during this service. Help us always to deal with the challenges in our life with calmness, confidence, compassion, and trust in your love and guidance as we move ever forward on our spiritual path, following our destiny. in keeping with your will always. Hallelujah. Amen.
Many Mansions mission statement. Our mission is to speak of God Almighty endearingly and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives by humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research. We may come to know in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions of heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and the divine existence within each of us as recounted in holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind. I thank you.
For those of you in the U.S., you can contribute to our mission by sending in each transfer to Many Mansions USA at gmail.com. And for Canada, you can contribute by sending an e-transfer to manymansions144@gmail.com. We are very appreciative of any support that you continue to provide for us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. We do have on the website this virtue water, which has been blessed by the clergy many times. And to check out our Facebook page at Many Mansions Spiritual Healing. Thank you.
So again, the Facebook page is titled Many Mansions Spiritual Healing. Is that correct, Dave?
That's right. Many Mansions Spiritual Healing.
Thank you very much. This concludes the service for today. Thank you very much for attending. And thank you very much, Deacon Dave, for a very insightful sermon. And thank you, Reverend Douglas, for a very powerful healing today. And we thank God, as always, for supporting us and showering us with blessings and healing. Amen.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So glad you tuned in tonight to the Global Village Radio Show with Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. We'll be back in just a few moments. Thank you.